criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
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 underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who love or plunder, underdog. In this world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder, underdog, underdog, underdog.
Buonasera, Pussycat, rock and roll, Pussycat.
Italian, Spider-Man, Italian, Spider-Man, Italian, Spider-Man, Italian, Spider-Man.
Buonasera, Pussycat. See you later. Pussycat.
Upside down in the rain.
With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again and again. Oh, la la la, did la-di-di-da. La-la-di-di-da. Da-da. Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone. And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on. The web tonight, 'cause you're brave and you're strong and so limber now, but where'd you come up with those tights? It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. Oh, la diddy da, la la diddy da, da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do all right.
Every morning at the elevator, you could see him arrive. He stood 5'3" and he weighed 275. Kind of fat all over from his head to his hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big Steve.
Big Steve. Big Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
Big Steve.
When Steve showed up, we didn't make no fuss, you know. He came here one day, I think it was on the Tuesday bus. He didn't talk much, kind of quiet and mellow. And if you spoke at all, you just said hello to Big Steve. He worked on the section for the PCR till he beat up his foreman in a Manitoba bar. That's when he knew he'd had the bond, so he hopped the bus to Saskatchewan, Big Steve.
Big Steve. Big Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
Big Steve.
Then came the day at the bottom of the bin. Steve had trouble when his shovel gave in. Grain was flying and things were tense. Heavy pressure made a danger in his pants, Big Steve. While the auger was dumping the grain on their head, Steve figured soon we're going to be dead. Grabbed a 2x10 and you could hear him shout, "Don't worry, boys, I'll shovel you out, Big Steve."
Big Steve. Big Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
and Ben were really hopping, for Steve and his 2x10 there was no stopping. Shoveling like crazy, he freed those men, leaving Steve behind with his 2x10, Big Steve. With shovels and augers again and again, they tried to save Steve from all the grain. Dust and chaff flew out of that bin, and someone said, "Phone his next of kin, Big Steve."
Big Steve, Big Steve,
Big Bad Steve,
Big Steve.
Since that day, I ain't been back, but I hear they put up some kind of a plaque. These few words are written there. One day, this guy named Steve, he showed up in town, and nobody really knew how the heck he got there. But somebody said, "I think, you know, he come on the bus there." So we're talking to him in coffee time, you know, and one guy says, "Where are you from, Steve?" He says, "Well, I was working on a section farming gang in Manitoba, you know, and things were going too good because they pull out the tracks there going to the park and that special line. So I thought, what the heck am I doing here? No money, you know, I'm pretty well broke from Horashi out. So I got on the bus and I arrive in here in town, you know, and I look around and I figure, what could I do now, you know, only got experience."
John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, he could sing. Went to the mountain early in the morning just to hear his hammer ring. Lord, Lord, just to hear his hammer ring. Just to hear his hammer ring. Lord, Lord, just to hear his hammer ring. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, said, "Hammer be the death of me, Lord God, yes, hammer be the death of me. Yes, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, yes, hammer be the death of me." Well, John Henry's family needed money, said he didn't have but a dime. "If you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the men in the mine. Lord, Lord, I'll get it from the men in the mine. I'll get it from the men in the mine. Lord, Lord, I'll get it from the men in the mine." Well, the captain said to John Henry, "John Henry, what can you do? I can hoist a jack, I can lay a track, I can pick and shovel too. Lord God, I can pick and shovel too. I can pick and shovel too. Lord, Lordy, I can pick and shovel too." Well, John Henry said to the captain, "Oh, a man ain't nothing but a man. But let your steam drill beat me down. Well, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Lord God, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Yes, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Lord, Lord, I'll die with the hammer in my hand." Well, the captain said to John Henry, "I'm gonna bring me a steam drill round. Gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. Gonna wire that steel on down. Lord, Lord, gonna wire that steel on down. I gonna whoop that steel on down. Lord, Lordy, gonna whoop that steel on down." Well, John Henry said to his shaker, "Shaker, why don't you sing? Throwing 15 pounds from my hips on down. Listen to the cold steel ring. Lord, Lord, yes, listen to the cold steel ring. Oh, listen to the cold steel ring. Lord, Lordy, won't you listen to the cold steel ring?" Well, the man who invented the steam drill thought he was mighty fine. John Henry drove this 15 feet, and the steam drill only made 9. Lord, Lord, steam drill only made 9. Yes, the steam drill only made 9. Lord, Lord, the steam drill only made 9. Well, the captain said to John Henry, "Oh, your mountain's sinking in." John Henry said to the captain, "Oh my, nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Lord, Lord, nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Lord, Lord, ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind." Well, John Henry said to the captain, "Look yonder, what I see. hole done choked, your drill done broke, and you can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord, can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me, no, no, you can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry drove into the mountain, yes, his hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard, he broke his poor heart. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord, laid down his hammer and he died. Yes, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord, and laid down his hammer and he died. Well, John Henry had a little woman, and the name was Polly Ann. She walked down the track, never looked back. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Well, the people took John Henry to the White House, and they buried him in the sand. Heavy locomotive come roaring by, says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord God. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man. Hoo-wee, there lies a steel-driving man. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man.
Much too young to have coal dust in his lungs, but I have to work hard every night and day, trying to save a bail to get his daddy out of jail. Been a year since they took him away. Well, he was only 9 years old, but he could raise 2 tons of coal. The work was keeping him so thin, working 8 to 5, don't know how he stayed alive. The hammer that he threw weighed more than him. Hey, what about his mom, they said? Didn't know his mom was dead. She died on the day that he was born. Yeah, all he ever had was his good-for-nothing dad to show him right from wrong. Then came the day when the main beam gave away and the whole damn mine gave in. The grown men got out and they heard the boys shout, and they couldn't get the beam off of him. Yes, the prison's on the hill overlooking the coal field. They saw a man running to the hole. He cried, son, my son, what have I done? Man, those prison bars felt cold. Yes, he's much too young to have coal dust in his lungs. Well, he was only 9 years old, but he could raise 2 tons of coal. Hey, what about his mom, they said? Didn't know his mom was dead. Then came the day when the main beam gave away. You know the prison's on the hill overlooking the coal field. Yes, it is.
Amos Adams was born in 1947 down in Midway, Alabama, off of Highway 83. With his mom and dad and sister, he lived there till he was 7. Then they moved to Tuscaloosa when his dad was transferred. Oh, Rufus! Rufus Amos Adams, a boy from Alabama who grew up to become a man. When he graduated high school, old Rufus went to Auburn, where he had a partial scholarship and a handful of friends. And 9 semesters later, with a degree in engineering, Rufus moved to Mobile, found a job, and took a wife. Oh, Rufus, oh, Rufus, Amos Adams, a boy from Alabama who grew up to become a man. Rufus had 3 children and a mortgage and a Plymouth. They'd drive down to Pensacola every summer for a week. He still lives in Alabama, where he's working for the county. He'll retire in a few years, and someday he'll die. Oh, Rufus, Rufus, oh, Rufus, Amos Adams, a man from Alabama.
Legend about the greatest bounty hunter who ever lived. A real manly man, a rugged warrior, and they call him Samus Aran. As a child, he was raised by the Chozo. That's a tribe of Martian Indians, I think. He saved the world and blew up other planets. By the time the that he was old enough to drink. A sissy purple dragon ate his family. So then Sam has launched a whoop ass in a can. And beat that ugly beast through each Sunday. Like a burly, beefy, brawny macho man. Oh, Sam is the spaceman cowboy. He's a hero to us all. Yeah, Sam is the spaceman cowboy. Has a robotic suit and giant balls. Morph balls, I mean. As we're curled up in a little ball, like an exploding armadillo. Well, Sam is, he battled many bad guys, but none more so than the toothed jelly blob. And when Samus had defeated all its kinfolk, he then made himself a jelly shish kebab. These rivals were a band of evil fellas, the space pirates who sailed the seven seas. With a zapper hand, he sank their pirate vessel, and then brought those surly sea dogs to their knees. Oh, Sam is the spaceman cowboy. He's a tough guy through and through. Yeah, Sam is the spaceman cowboy. Only gets out of bed to kill and screw. With a screw attack, I mean, there's no real screw, I guess. It's mostly just killing people. Well, Samus loved to hunt himself weird critters, like dinosaurs named Kraid with triple eyes. But it only took a couple magic missiles to bring the giant dino down to size. And then at last there came an epic showdown between Samus and a mother chucking brain. But a thousand bombs and rocket launches later, Samus gave the thing a permanent migraine. Oh, Samus! Spaceman cowboy, he's as manly as can be. Needs no helmet or suit of armor, just a blue spandex suit or bikini.
Wait, what? Like, seriously, how was I supposed to know she wasn't a dude? Just like that one time I thought Batman drove a car, but then it wasn't a car, not a car, not a car. Hey, do me a favor and go buy the song anyway. I know I got a few things wrong, but most of it was good, right? And, let me know if there are other games you want me to sing songs for. Because I'm available and bored. And if you want to watch some people play some video games, you should go click on that replay button there. Please subscribe.
He wasn't quite sure what went wrong, just that the engines blew and flung him hard against the wall, and him the only crew. He felt like he'd been broke in half. He passed out twice from pain. And when he heard the voices, he was sure he'd gone insane. Just two of them at first it was, and then a dozen more. He blinked to see two women kneel beside him on the floor. He thought they might be angels, but they weren't like angels much. No wings, no robes, just plain gray spacer coveralls and such. You're not dead yet, my friend, and it's not quite your time to go. The first one said, now look, your rescue beacon's down below. Ed says that there's another ship not far away at all. You still have two good arms, my friend, so grit your teeth and crawl. They winked out then, the pain clamped down. He thought he'd move no more. Another one appeared and sat beside him on the floor. Come on, Tovarich, this one urged. You'll make it, I don't doubt. Show me some of this Yankee guts I've heard so much about. It seemed to take eternity to crawl from here to there. The pain at least 100 times was more than he could bear. But every time he'd start to quit, fly down, give up, and die, another would appear beside him, urging him to try. He reached the beacon in a daze of fever mist and pain. He hit the activator, and he saw them once again. Remember, friend, the woman said, when death is closing fast, it's then you try your hardest, for the darkness will not last. He passed out then, the rescue came, they brought him safely home. And he forgot it all until he got to Luna Dome. He passed beneath the hologram that stands above the door and recognized those faces there. He'd seen them all before. Gus and Ed and Roger made him whole to hope and try. The Russians, Ronald, Krista too, they wouldn't let him die. He knew whose words had saved him, and he knew that in the end he'd go to join their company and greet them as a friend.
He always pulled the motherfucker away. He flew a kite just to try to relax, but he always put the shit in a tree. And the little red-headed girl wouldn't give no play to poor Chuck B. They were the baddest fuckers in the funny papers.
Peanuts!
One, two, a security blanket, line his fan pelt would latch. Snuggled into that bitch to get warm while waiting in a pumpkin patch. He had a stalker named Sally Brown, well, she always tried to get her some. She loved how he knew the meaning of Christmas and the sexy way he sucked that thumb. Well, watch out, cause here they come.
Peanuts!
Oh, peanuts, crazy peanuts. A bunch of kids trying to be free. Take with Patty, Patty Peppermint. She would love to do things to that girl that Charles M. Schultz can't print. Big Ben was a dusty dude who couldn't keep his own ass clean. All the teachers said, wah, 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 well, what does that shit mean? Well, watch out, cause here they come.
Peanuts!
But her comments always gave offense. Ow. And a bitch couldn't make no money cause she charged a motherfucker 5 cents. Ow. You know the ladies loved some Schroeder cause they played the ADS real good. Ow. And Franklin was a real cool cat but the only brother in that hood. Well, watch out, cause here they come.
Peanuts!
Whoa.
Feel like, well, I don't know, like swinging through the trees and screaming, right? Don't we? I do. I feel like that way a lot these days. But then again, that's because I'm such a sensitive guy. Who am I? I'm KBC. But hey, enough about me. Let's go back and see what I heard just a little half hour ago. All right, we started with, let's see, that was Italian Spider-Man, the theme from Enzo Bontempi. I don't really know quite what that was all about, but okay. The Ode to a Superhero, that was Weird Al Yankovic. Metro, our old friend Metro, back again with the saga of Big Steve. And then Harry Belafonte telling us about John Henry. We heard Jeff Barry, Much Too Young. Those were all kind of tied together. Let's see, the ballad of Rufus Amos Adams from Paul and Storm, a forgotten man, but a hero nonetheless. All right. Tingling Mother Circus after that, Skydiver. Don't know anything about them, so I looked them up in Wikipedia. Not a word. Okay. Anyway, Samus the Spaceman Cowboy was the Random Encounters, followed by Leslie Fish, the mother of Filk, and that was the Guardians. All right. And then Dred Zeppelin, Shaft. Yeah, baby, Shaft. All right, Crazy Peanuts and Tarzan. Oh, wait a minute. Stephen Lynch did Crazy Peanuts and Tarzan. Glenn Reeves. Everything today has heroes in it because we need heroes really, really bad now because, hey, we're overrun with villains, if you're asking me, okay? And you and I may be one of them, but who knows? We probably would need something like due process to know that, but all right, never mind. Anyway, so there's all kinds of heroes out there, and that's who we pay tribute tonight, starting with this guy who just had his 84th birthday.
When Mum locked me in the coal shed after the incident with the chainsaw and the latex rabbit and the girl guides in the tent, she fed me pancakes under the door. She gave me a radio. I'd drool and smile and swivel that dial to the Dr. Demento show. I've stayed tuned in for 20 years, but now it's plain as plain. Oh, come on, Mum, and let me out. Compared to him, I'm sane. Well, bless my little pointed head, I'm howling at the moon. I'm nutty as a fruitcake when the doctor plays my tune. Dimensions and dementites from St. Lou to Sacramento. Know the weirdo with the beardo that the kids all call Demento. Listen each week and you might just freak and your senses will grow dim. You'll hit that crackpot jackpot and end up just like him. Calling all the funny farms, it's crazy time again. Bring out the beer, the doctor's here to scramble up your brain. Oh, 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 he's the guy, the reason why your funny bone was invented. If you're inclined to lose your mind, well, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
He's the chap that Norman Bates would take home to his mum with songs about dead puppies and fish heads. Crazy words and crazy tunes, Spike Jones and a little bit of punk bear. He don't give a about middle of the road unless there's a dead skunk bear. Flo and Eddie, Cheech and Chong, and discs that won't go platinum, sung by folks that they keep locked up so other folks can't get at them. Calling all the crazy houses, every padded cell. I've run amok, I'm Donald Duck.
As well.
My radio brings me that show that keeps me so contented. I'm king of the Zulus, I've got a screw loose, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
Exactly, A to Zachary, it's Barnes and Barnes the Goons. Steve Martin, Shaving Foam and National Lampoon.
They're coming to take me away!
A geek with a neck like a pencil. Monty Python, Loudon, Wainwright, Gumby, Ogden, Edsel. Zappa and Elvira and Weird Al Yankovic. It goes to show that Demento is one weird son of a... Calling all around the world, it's time to get delirious. Try Dr. D, and then you'll see.
You cannot be serious!
If you complain that he's insane, he'd be so complimented. Don't touch that dial, go hog wild, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O,
Dr. Demento.
Strike up the band for Popeye the sailor, cash in his hand, ride off a whale, stand in a row,
no!
Don't let him go,
no!
He's a cinch but every inch a sailor.
Strike up the band for Popeye the sailor, cash in his hand, ride off a whale, stand in a row,
no!
Don't let him go,
no!
He's a cinch but every inch a sailor.
No!
It's Popeye time!
knife. We're fighting for our life. Have no fear, Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale. He's got a redhead in his arm. Oh, he's a lover. When you are in trouble, have no fear. Look who's here. James Bond. They've got us on the run with gun and knife. We're fighting for our life. Have no fear, Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale. James Bond is here. So have no fear.
To you one time.
Down the street with a sneer on his face. The words from his mouth are a simple disgrace. But he's no kind of chicken wearing satin and lace. You know he ain't. Cause he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. our kind of man, our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man. He fights for his views with his back to the wall. They laugh at the news when he's taking a fall. And he's always a sinner when he's having a ball. You know he is. Still he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. Our kind of man. Our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man. He fights for his views with his back to the wall. They laugh at the news when he's taking a fall. And he's always a sinner when he's having a ball. You know he is. Still he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. 'Cause he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's our kind of man. Yes, he's a hunk of a punk, and you know that he's my kind of man.
Present Ratman and Bobbin in The Clipper Caper. You'll not only never guess the ending, but not even the beginning of this startling story of suspense. We take you now to the Rat Cave, somewhere in Goyam City.
Ooh, that's not it.
Oh, that stinks, Ratman.
Uh-huh. I think I've got it now.
Oh, Bobbin, this Clipper Caper really has me perplexed.
You mean it's not in our rat files?
No, no, it isn't. The only thing we know is that the Mad Barber, that arch criminal, is cutting the hair off of every rock and roll singer in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why, he's reduced the Rolling Stones to a handful of smooth pebbles.
And Sonny and Cher both look like Yul Brynner.
It's horrible, horrible. We must apply our brain power to these clues. The one thread of evidence we have is that the Mad Barber is from the little village of Streisand, Italy.
Holy fettuccine, Ratman! You mean he's the Barber of...
Cool it, Bobbin. What a suit on our hands. Speaking of suits, why don't you get a new one? Those tights look ridiculous. And see who's at the door.
Okay.
Well, good evening. I've been looking for you, gentlemen. You're stealing all my bets. I am the original Batman.
Oh, this is Ratman's place. You want Batman, the crime fighter. He lives upstairs in 412.
Oh, very good. Later.
That evening, in the Rat Study, we join the Cape Crusader as he speaks to his lifelong servant and valet.
Oh, Adams, come in here, please.
Yes, sir.
Adams, remove my rat cape.
Yes, of course, sir.
Then, Adams, remove my rat gloves.
Right away, sir.
Adams, remove my rat boots.
Very good, sir.
Now, Adams, the next time I catch you wearing my rat clothes around this mansion, there's going to be big trouble.
Sorry about that, sir.
Get out of here.
Holy Sausalito, Ratman. What do we do now?
Well, it's obvious to me, Bobbin, that the Mad Barber's next target could only be the Beatles.
Gasp!
And by strange coincidence, the Beatles are appearing tonight at the Goyam City Arena.
That's right, Ratman.
But how can we intercept that fiend, the Mad Barber?
Holy zip code, Ratman, I've got it. He's at the Paragon Ballroom.
But, Bobbin, that's on the opposite side of town.
I know, but listen to the clues. Paragon, pair, take away, cut, gone, gone, all the hair gone. Paragon, I know he's there.
Fantastic, Bobbin. Let's go.
Just moments later, we find the dynamic duo at the Paragon Ballroom, where they've cornered the Mad Barber and are locked in physical combat.
Batman, open the door. I'm locked in physical combat.
Bobbin, come out of there and help me with this fight.
Here, take this left to the jaw. Kapow!
Nice one, Bobbin, nice one. I'll see that left to the jaw and raise you a right to the midsection. Boof.
A beauty, Ratman. We've got him subdued.
Yes, we have. Now, you tonsorial terror, tell us why you wanted to cut the hair off of every rock and roll singer in the world. Tell us. Speak.
Well, nobody needs all that hair to play nice champagne music.
Larry, you?
Yes, it's me, and it's these teenagers driving me insane. It's all those dances. It's that watusi, and that frugging, and that monkey, and the big body.
Oh, take him away, Commissioner. Well, we've done it again, Boy Wonder.
Right, Ratman, we've solved another crime, and we did it without revealing our true identities.
Yes, only our hairdresser knows for sure.
Back on the road. Hey, man.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Right on. Black private eye, whose mastermind has got him what he wanted. Shaft is the man. Shaft is the man. This neighborhood, he's no stranger. He's treated with respect. His friends let him know that there is danger. He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman. Shaft is the man. John Shaft is a man. If Shaft gives his word is his bond that you can count on. Can you dig it? He leaves no stone unturned. No matter what the cost, he gets the job done. Right on. Shaft is the man. Shaft is the man. John Shaft. Baddest, the bravest, black, private dick in the city, John Shaft, huh? Hey man, can you dig him? Always looking so cool, together for days and all that leather. Taking care of business too, baby. He's always on the case. I mean, he gets it all together. Huh. Yeah, he's bad, 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 bad.
The Green Hornet may have been your fascination, but he was a figment of someone's imagination. Superman may have caught your eye high in the sky, but there is one more fearless than them all. He is the super mayor of St. Paul. Psychedelic lights are flashing. See that supercar go dashing. Someone's called for help. The super mayor's on his way. From his supercar he can control the stop and go signs as he races through the night to stop some villain on his way. Kids adore him, bad men scorn him. He's brought sunshine to this town. With his faithful driver Dan, they roam the streets at night. You can sleep tight tonight, cause Super Mayor's watching over you. Now he always offers greetings to his councilmen at meetings. With his bell ringing, he says, we'll have harmony today. Charlie says, let's buy the Lowry Hotel, and we'll build a brand new motel. It's only the beginning of the things we're gonna do today. One guy says, we can't afford her. Charlie says, you're out of order. The top floors of the Lowry could be fixed up kind of flowery. Every convict gets a private shower, phone, new TV. You may think this peculiar, but don't let that rumor fool you. Cause like Charlie says, my friend, that just ain't gonna be. He's the best dressed mayor in the nation. Friends, it is no fabrication. He's a super mayor from his wardrobe to his car.
Kids adore him, mad men scorn him. He's brought sunshine to his town.
With his faithful driver Dan, they roam the street tonight. You can sleep tight tonight, cause Super Mayor's watching over you.
He's watching over you.
Starts to swerve and then it blows a tire. Flips around with a crashing sound and the trailer catches fire. My car's pinned underneath that truck. I know I'm as good as dead. Oh, sakes alive, I had to go for a drive. I should have just stayed in bed. But look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a pigment of my brain. Hell no, it's Bernie Sanders, come to save my ass again. He picks that truck up off my car, sets it in the breakdown lane, and then he tunes up my transmission, and he sends me on my way. Fast as a speeding bullet, he's got moves like Jackie Chan. Stop a tsunami while making origami and sticking it to the man. On truth and justice too, and the good old American way. No need to fear, cause Bernie's here. He's come to save the day. Well, sweet old lady with a walking cane, so nice you wanna hug her. She's lost and found the wrong side of town, facing down a mugger. He shouts a curse saying, empty your purse. So she follows his advice. He says, don't be funny now, where's the money? I ain't gonna ask you twice. She says, listen son, I'm 81 and I'm hardly getting by. Got sore feet and I gotta eat and I'd like to see you try. Pay for bills and pay for bills on Social Security. Want my money, I'm sorry, honey. You're just gonna have to kill me. What's that? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a pigment of my brain. Hell no, it's Bernie Sanders, come to save my ass again. Quick as a flash with a boom and a crash, that mugger's on the ground. Bernie kisses her hand, he says, sorry, man. I'm glad I was around. Fast as a speeding bullet, he got moves like Jackie Chan. Stop a tsunami while he makes origami and sticks it to the man. If you want truth and justice too, and a good old American way, no need to fear, cause Bernie's here. He's come to save. Know her, you love her, a single mother, working on a heart attack. An uninvited Citizens United tied her to the tracks. Now she's stuck there, going nowhere. The train is gaining speed, paid for by the billionaires, loaded up with greed. Her children, they would help her, but they gotta work their jobs. Gotta put food on the table, even though they're getting robbed. The old Koch brothers and so many others sit back to watch the show. at the end of a rope, and there ain't no hope, so the story goes. But look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a figment of my brain. Hell no, it's Bernie Sanders come to save my ass again. He sticks his foot out on the track, derails that corporate train, cuts her ties with the fire in his eyes. Now he's taking names, fast as a speeding bullet, got moves like Jackie Chan. Stop a tsunami while making origami and sticking it to the man. You want truth, justice too, and the good old American way. No need to fear, cause Bernie's here, he's come to save the day. I said no need to fear, cause Bernie's here, he's come to save the day.
That special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts, maybe below the cockles, maybe in the subcockle area, maybe in the liver, maybe in the kidneys, maybe even in the colon, we don't know.
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no.
No way. No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an ethyl yo-yo-yo-yo. I'm an ethyl yo-yo-yo-yo. I use public toilets and I piss on the
seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo. Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the Duke, and he's going to be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's going to be. I'm going to get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody. Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E.
Hey, 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 hey. Friends, I think the blue, chill, green, I think I'm king.
I'm an asshole.
I'm not here to dispute the fact that plenty of people worship assholes. There they are. Some people worship that kind of thing, but they're heroes to them. So, hey, they're included. Started up top with Ira Biggin and the Dr. Demento song. Like I said, April 2nd, Dr. Demento would have been born April Fool's Day, but he fooled everybody and came out a day later. All right? Anyway, that was him. Nice guy. I hope he lives forever. We heard the theme song for Popeye, and then the Fendermen doing Popeye. Okay, two of them, same song, two different people, same different song. Okay, Casino Royale there. I didn't know that had words to it. Did you? That was a, of course, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, written by Bacharach and David. I didn't know they wrote words to it, but that was Mike Redway on the vocals there. So now you know. Sakatum JB was the Specials. We heard Red Atkins. I don't know who he is, but there he was. That was Hunk of a Punk. Jackie Lee, Rupert. Remember Rupert the Bear? Me either. But maybe if we were British, we might. I don't know. That was from 1970. Let's see. We heard the story of Ratman and Bobbin. It was a fantasy story by the Brothers Four. Bet you didn't know that. Let's see. Gate Wesley and his band. Gate Wesley and the band, or band, whatever. Do this. Do the Batman. Do the Batman with Gate Wesley and his band. How's that sound? Let's see. Sammy Davis Jr. and another version of Shaft. I could not decide which one to include and which one to leave out this week. So, win-win for everybody. Super Mayor is Watching Over You was Andy Roberts and the Gallivanteers. Gallivanters. The Gallivanteers is a different band entirely, okay? Brian Estes, The Ballad of Super Bernie, and the Donald Trump song from Leonci. Boy, oh boy, talk about hero worship. Woo-hoo-hoo. And Dennis Leary, Asshole. So here's a piece of advice. Don't ever meet your heroes, okay? Enough said. All right. So coming up, a few more reminders that we are going to ultimately have to be the heroes because we are everybody. We are us. And that's who it is. It is not them. It is us versus them. Got it? So anyway, coming up, let's see. What do we got? Rick Moranis, we got the Twisted Sister, and we got Pat Benatar with Invincible, okay? And we can be invincible, but we have to believe it first, okay? With that, I will say see you next week, and I believe I'll have another beer.
I can kick up my heels, I can raise a glass to a good set of wheels, and I can ride a pony, I can settle a score between a couple of friends, no more. And if I need to, I can walk the walk. And if you ask me, I can talk the talk. And if I have to, I'll stand tall in these here socks. But I'll never be on a Wheaties box. I can make a pie, I can help pick out an outfit to match the color of your eye. And I can tie a roast, I can make four different lunches and not burn the toast. And if I need to, I can be a rock. And if you ask me nice, well, I would say just knock. But if you give me the keys, I can unlock all of your locks. But I'll never be on a Wheaties box. I may not be an Adonis, I might not sink my putts like Tiger Woods, I may not have those washboard abs, but I sure can do the wash. And my ironing is pretty good. I can prune the plants, I can stencil a whole floor and not ruin my pants. And I can glaze a room, I can weave a wicked tablecloth on my antique loom. And if your cue is slipping, here, take my chalk. And if you want to kung pao, well, let me grease my wok. And if you really gotta have those Callaways, I'll sell some stock. But I'll